Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
All right, friends, welcome to this particular episode, 2 hours of Political Coffee, where we talk about political issues of the day, hopefully in a manner that is valuable to you in terms of changing your world. You changing your world. By having meaningful conversations with persuadable people. Folks, who's going to hold the government accountable in Oregon when they break the law? And they just did. The Oregonian is reporting that Oregon blocks public access to a vaccine equity group's meeting. They met secret yesterday. Or is that today? Today is the third, right? No, this is Wednesday. So they met secretly yesterday. You can't do that. Under Oregon law, you cannot do that. Now, this group makes excuses for it. It doesn't matter. The law is the law. Now, this only matters if someone does something about it. Who would do that? Well, it's not going to be anybody in government, and the Republicans are still so scared of their own shadow in Oregon that, you know, in the legislature, they're not going to do anything about it. So who would? Well, folks, what do you hear me say a lot? You hear me say, we need to file lawsuits. Now, in this case, this would have to be a state lawsuit. You can't file a federal lawsuit over this kind of a thing. But it needs to be, they need to be sued, and there needs to be a remedy to it. And every editorial editor board in this state ought to be once again dinging Kate Brown for hiding things from us, for her breaking her vow of transparency. Remember when she came into the governorship after the corrupt John Kitzhaber resigned in disgrace. She said she was going to be the most transparent governor ever. And she's been anything but. And the editors of every major newspaper in Oregon have said so. They need to do it again. But even that isn't going to fix it, folks. We need an organization in this state funded by donors that will engage in these kinds of lawsuits. This is indefensible, and they'll get away with it unless we sue in court. Somebody else that's going to get away with something that, and I'm going to ask you to join me with in this, and I mean this quite sincerely. Yesterday I got a text message from a friend who was who has been targeted, shall we say, by the left. And she sent me this this piece that some of you may have seen on TV, Mike Lindell getting hammered in a setup by Newsmax host Bob Sellers. Now, there's a piece about this in the Gateway Pundit, and you can watch it and watch the whole thing. I watched it on my phone, and this is disgraceful. You know, I, in large measure, stopped watching Fox News because they were turning to the left and acting disgraceful. So the moment that Mike Lindell talks about how he and his company have been banned from Twitter, not just his personal account, but now his company account, have been banned from Twitter because of that. Everybody, I mean, they have him on the show to talk about this. And then the moment that he says why, because he says, well, and I quote, well, first, mine was taken down because we have all this election fraud with these Dominion machines. We have 100% proof. And then Sellers, rudely, stops and starts talking over him. And then he reads a prepared statement. Folks, they set all of this up. Now, why would they do that? Why would the conservative news outlet that's been pretty fearless, why would they do this? You tell me. Now, I'm also going to ask you to join me in contacting Newsmax at the end of this show. And I am going to give them a piece of my mind, and I think you should too. How rude, how wrong this is. Now, I think I know why they're doing it. But this goes to another story. This is why it is so important for what Trump has got to do. What is that? Folks, Trump has got to stand firm. And he's got to present evidence. He's got to, folks, that there was, in fact, election fraud. Now, there's an interesting piece in the American Thinker today, which has also been threatened, by the way, by Dominion for some of the things that people have written. You see, Dominion is now engaging in an intimidation effort. Why? Because they're pretty sure that Biden's DOJ is not going to back up any of these claims. But that's very dangerous. I mean, they're suing everybody. They're sending letters to people to stop and desist, cease and desist. Okay? That's intimidation. Now, Mike Lindell says he has 100% proof of it. He said it before on a number of platforms. At some point, that proof has got to come out, doesn't it? Shouldn't it? This is critically important here. The president needs to do this in the Senate trial. He's got to. Because if you don't, what's going to happen? It's only going to give credence to the left's argument that Trump was just lying. He was just making it up all along. And then what happens? Well, I'll tell you the predictable thing that's going to happen is a lot of people are going to lose faith in the voting system because they're still going to believe it. You know why they're going to believe it? Because there's just too much evidence out there of voter fraud, and this election was stolen. Now, there's a way to smartly do this, okay? I mean, there is, and it has to be engaged in. And it has to be engaged in a way that doesn't allow someone who's making the accusation to be sued by any company, whether it's Dominion or ESNS or anybody else that was involved in this fraud. Now, there's a story from the NoQ report that backs this up. And I agree. And I think this is, here's what the story headline says. And by the way, if you want to get involved in the conversation today, it's 503-589-1220. That is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Or emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. The NoQ report piece today is here's the headline, whether through writ of quo warranto or Senate trial, Trump must focus on voter fraud evidence. Yes, and this is deeply important, and I'll tell you why, folks. Because the restoration of confidence in the voting system is just critical. because it means everything to what we've got to do in the future. What do I mean there? Well, you see, it's not just a presidential election. Because what it's going to do, it's going to boil down to our school board elections, our state elections. Because what's going to happen, and this is just human nature, friends. I'm hearing it all the time. Just amongst the grassroots as I go around and I talk to people in various groups, and I'm hearing that they are worried that unless they are assured that the voting system is actually accurate and that there isn't voter fraud, they may not vote again. Now, this is the wrong attitude to take, but it is human nature. Why? Because they're just saying to themselves, why bother? It's like Sidney Powell said, and it was a huge mistake for her to say it, because she knew it was going to happen in Georgia. She said in this interview, when she was asked straight up, would you recommend to the voters of Georgia, and this was in the, and I forget what station it was, but anyway, it was during the Georgia Senate runoff race. So she was asked straight up. And she said, well, why bother? You know they're just going to steal the election. That was the wrong thing to say. Because what it does, it just gives someone who's already on the edge of thinking that way an excuse not to go vote. It was a huge mistake. Is it realistic? Yes. But you don't want to say it because you want to try to inspire people to move beyond the fact that they might still try to steal the election. We have to present evidence of voter fraud. We just do, folks. We have to. Because if we don't, this is going to manifest itself in every state and in every way. Now, there's a lot of reasons why Trump has to present this evidence. But don't you find it interesting that swamp creature Lindsey Graham is warning the Trump team not, in their defense at his show trial, warning his team, don't present evidence of voter fraud. Don't you find that interesting? Why would he be doing that? All of this is part of what we're going to talk about today. Plus, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis going on offense against who? Social media, with state laws doing what can't be done in Congress. And it's going around Section 230. We'll talk all about that in a moment. It's 6:20 in the morning.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line, or you can send me an email to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM. News. What if I told you that not even having to talk about vote manipulation with electronically through Dominion voting systems or anybody else? What if I told you that there's another way that the presidential election could literally still be overturned? Uh-huh. Yeah. It's an interesting piece again in the American Thinker. Let me tease you with this, because we will talk about it. We're going to go to the phones in a moment. The article begins, by the way, it's by Andrea Widberg, who's been writing about this a lot. The headline is, "A data maven says fraud affected the election outcome." Now, this goes back to, again, the idea that Trump's legal defense team that's going to be making a defense in the Supreme Court, not the Supreme Court, because they're not involved, in the Senate, in the sham impeachment trial. That's the opportunity for them to present evidence. Now, if they were ever going to do a quo warranto, this would be the opportunity to put the evidence out there that would allow a quo warranto proceeding to be considered to be real. Anyway, here's what it says. Immediately after the election, data maven Matthew Brainerd began to determine how many fake ballots were cast in the disputed states. He now says he has absolute proof that Biden's victory in Arizona, Georgia, and Wisconsin came through election fraud. On Tuesday, Brainerd appeared on Steve Bannon's War Room show to discuss his findings. Bannon opened the interview by asking Brainerd if he's certain that without offering any esoteric evidence about voting machines or the like, he can support a Trump impeachment defense based on old-fashioned election fraud, even if that defense might be too late to change the election outcome. Well, I don't think it is. And we'll get into more of this, but just three states that he says he now has absolute proof without voting machines, folks. But there is, in fact, voter fraud. Because you got to remember, folks, in each one of these states, Trump only lost by very small numbers. Arizona was only 11,000 votes. Georgia was only 29,000 votes, and Wisconsin 22,000 votes. And just keep that in the back of your mind. Because what if you could prove in each state that people cast illegal ballots? In those three states, if that can be without even getting to manipulation through voting machines electronically. You don't even have to go there. You're just saying that we have found evidence, and here it is, that illegal votes were cast in these three states enough to change the outcome of the election in each three states, thereby changing the outcome of the presidential election. What do you think would happen if you did that? Now, why is it that Lindsey Graham is warning Trump not to do it? 503-589-1220. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning. How are you? Art, good morning. Can't hear you.
Oh, there you are. Quick to me.
There we are.
Yeah. You got to hit that button. Otherwise, I won't get through. Hey, Jeff, I just wanted to jump in because you were talking about these closed-door meetings, which are obviously against the law. And I wanted to remind you, I know I sent you the information on it before. I couldn't find it right now, but there are official misconduct laws that hold government officials accountable for doing those kind of things. And so I just wanted to remind you of that. You don't necessarily have to file a lawsuit, but you can get a hold of your local public officials and file an official misconduct complaint about holding you know, meetings that are not in compliance with the law. And so I wanted to remind you that you could re-look it up there, the official misconduct laws, and I'm sure there's a segment about open meetings.
Well, there probably is, and thanks for reminding me about that, because frankly, I forgot about that. There's another opportunity also, Art, and that is the ombudsman for the Oregon Health Authority. You could also file a complaint with that person that this vaccine advisory committee held a secret meeting. They're under the authority. They're part of the Oregon Health Authority, so that ombudsman could look into that. And if that then bore fruit, then that could be the basis of a lawsuit, because you have to hold them accountable. And the only way you're going to hold them accountable truthfully in the long run is to get a judgment against them in a court of law.
Well, and there's definitely open meeting laws, Jeff, and every government official knows about that. And of course, you and I both know that ignorance is no excuse for not complying with the law. And so I just wanted to throw that out to you, because, you know, lawsuits cost money, but if you get a hold of your local district attorney and file an official misconduct complaint about these people, then they're going to stop this crap.
Thank you, Art. That's a great idea. Do you agree, folks? Back in a moment.
Great day, Jeff.
Thanks, Art.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Hey, folks, did you see that Facebook banned a pro-Second Amendment rights group without explanation? They just banned them. This is why what Ron DeSantis is doing is so important. And I'll get into more of that as we go, because he is showing, first of all, he's going on offense. We talk about that a lot, right? But he's showing how red states who believe in liberty can go around the statutory protections in Section 230 that allow Facebook, Twitter, or anybody else to do what they're doing. Now, Newsmax is a little different. In fact, there's an interesting story here about how Newsmax committed suicide, how they treated Mike Lindell. And in fact, Bob Sellers, I mean, I've been a fan of Bob Sellers for a long time, but no more, not after what he did yesterday. In fact, it got so bad that when he asked the producers to shut Mike Lindell off, because Mike just would continue talking and Sellers was talking over him. And Mike, or Sellers' co-host, which spent years over at Fox Business, she stopped the producers from doing it and said, wait a minute. She tried to bring it back to center, and Bob Sellers got up and walked off the set. Now, it'd be interesting to see how they, because obviously he was upset at her. Now, why would Newsmax do that? Why would they do this? And again, I think it relates to what Ron DeSantis is saying. You see, they've introduced a bill, and he had this great yesterday. Not only he, but the lieutenant governor and the speaker of the House declared war on big tech censorship with new legislation called the Transparency and Technology Act. And what it does, it gives you, who, at least the people that live in Florida, the right to sue. It does a lot of things, but a right to sue these companies for deplatforming you. It does a lot of things, and we'll get into all of that. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Now, remember, what do we say? What do I say to you? You can change your world by doing what? Well, taking these political issues of the day and literally using them in a manner that helps somebody else see the light. You can lead that horse to water, but you can't make it drink. But you at least lead it to water. And hopefully they'll get to that conclusion on their own, that they need to drink from the well of liberty, common sense. It's not right for people to be deplatformed in a media of communication that now has assumed greater power than the airwaves, which are regulated by federal law, as is this radio station. Okay? The news, the social media spheres are now more powerful than anything that I can say on the air. And they are literally deplatforming free speech. They are shutting down free speech. It's wrong. Especially since they are not shutting down the free speech of people who disagree politically. Or they're not shutting down the free speech of, at least until recently, those advocating for the murder and death of people like Donald Trump. Or even you and I, as Trump supporters, as conservatives. That is inherently unfair. It also is ripe for a class action lawsuit. And that's what the Transparency and Technology Act being introduced yesterday in the Florida legislature will do. It'll give the opportunity for class action lawsuits in that state. Now, you know what's going to happen. All of these big tech companies are not going to take this lying down. They are going to spend huge amounts of money lobbying down in Florida to stop this. Because this is the first shot across the bow. If they're successful in passing this, other red states will start doing it. That then is going to set up legal challenges and lawsuits, and it's going to force the big tech companies into a place they don't want to be. Because right now, they spend a lot of money in Congress to keep Republicans, certainly Democrats, but keep Republicans from passing legislation that would take away their exemption for the censorship of free speech. Now, they're private companies. I know that. They're not government agencies. Free speech is not guaranteed in the same manner that it is with government. I get that. But you can still sue anybody for anything in America. And that's what needs to happen here. That's why Donald Trump, by the way, has got to present evidence. And we'll get into more of that, but I got to get to your phone calls, 503-589-1220. Let's start first with Glenn, and then we'll move on to Jim. Glenn, good morning. Your thoughts?
Yeah, Jeff. It was a good meeting on the week on Sunday, so, but I thought that the airplane hangar and all the people in there, 500 or more, there was peace and serenity in the hangar. But if you put all of those people, 500 of them, into an airplane and you take off on flight 2021, year 2021, and you hit turbulence, what do? You go higher. You have to go around the turbulence. we're in turbulent period because look, when we want to access a government building, we are denied access. We don't have card keys to get in and say, hey, you didn't publish the meeting, you jackals. You're supposed to be publishing when you have these meetings so we the people can come to the meeting. Oh no, the virus stands between you and you coming to an unpublished meeting. This is the difference between good governance and bad governments. The good governance of Florida versus the bad governance of Oregon. And government collusion with these companies. Look at Oracle. Remember the mess they were with in Oregon on the, when they were doing the,
the medical website, right.
Mm-hmm. How much did we spend on that? And the whole thing went into a trash can. And Oracle and the state of Oregon, they settled out of court, right? But that was government collusion between business and government, which we the people have no access to because we don't have the access card. It's insanity because they're taking our payroll tax money that we have to give through our businesses and they're throwing it in our face. And it's very difficult to find a strategy in this turbulence because you can only go so high, you can only go so high in your airplane to get over the turbulence before it takes you down because you're not a spacecraft. You can't go to outer space to go over the turbulence. You only have certain tools to work with. So it's very aggravating. Yeah, I'd like to go and tell them you didn't publish the meeting. I want to know whether you're going to force us to take vaccines or not, or what's in the vaccine bottle. You won't talk to me because you're almighty, but you are not God. You are not almighty. And I say no. And they say, no, you do not have access.
Well, you're right about that, and I have to tell you that, you know, unless we do something, we have to at the very least, you know, raise heck about this in any way that we can. Because if we don't, it's just going to continue, isn't it?
Yes, but then when I go on the grassroots, I got to know what building they were going to have the meeting, what day of the meeting. They're supposed to publish it, at least 48 hours? A week before it takes place, they don't abide by any of the rules at all. None. And I want to talk to them on the phone. Sorry, we're not in the office. We're not here. And
yeah,
I go to the building, I don't have access to get to them, to shake them up.
That's right. So there are other ways, and I'll get into that, although they're a little bit more difficult given the rules that we're operating under. But you're right, Glenn, ultimately. Glenn, thanks for your call. I'm going to move on to Jim. Jim, good morning. What do you say today?
I just want to tease you a little bit about now you're in the conspiracy pool with the rest of us, huh? Saying that there was vote fraud. What are you thinking? You're a conspiracy freak now, Jeff?
Now, so to which story are you referring, by the way?
The vote fraud. I mean, you're a conspiracist. What are you thinking? I mean, you know that was all legal. I mean, we have nothing but legal votes in America, in Oregon, especially in Oregon. You see what I'm saying? I mean, it's all mind control. I mean, I'm wrong most of the time. I admit it, but they can never be wrong. See, that's why we have the First Amendment, and this really always gets back to religion. Every time, your freedom to worship God is what they're after.
Yeah, it is. And in the end, they're going to use whatever they can to try to diminish that or literally prevent it. You're right, Jim. I am experiencing bandwagon now, buddy, along with you. It's 6:48.
Well,
thanks, Jim. I appreciate
three things.
It. Okay,
three
hang
things
on. Hang on.
About.
I'll get you on the back of the break. Okay, hang on.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes into the top of the hour. We'll talk to Jim in a moment here. Anne Marie sends me an email. It says, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. But you can salt his oats. The horse would get pretty thirsty, right? And need to drink? She writes, I think that the salting of oats is what we can do when we influence people by persuading the persuadables. Yeah, that's pretty good. Back to Jim. Jim, you had three things you wanted to throw out there. Go. Hey, Jim. Are you back?
Talk about 9/11, and you definitely, this one will do every one of the red flags. Militia. You can't talk about the Second Amendment of militia on the radio. And you know it as well as me, Jeff. You get took off so fast, it'll make your head spin. It's the truth. You know, I could be wrong on all of them and whatever, but you cannot talk about them. They'll take away your commercials and all that, but you will not be on there.
Well, the only way they could do that is to revoke the license for the radio station to operate. And they would have to have some, well, there's a whole process that you have to go through to make that happen. It could happen ultimately over time. But again, you have free speech and I have free speech. You have the right to call and say things on this radio station that are your opinion under the First Amendment. And under the laws that allow this radio station to operate, I have the right to let you say them, and I have the right to agree or disagree with you. But the point is, you can say them. Now, if the laws of the United States of America allow arbitrarily the FCC to say, no, you can't say that on the air. I mean, I can say the N-word on the air, but I'm likely going to get sued. I'm likely going to face penalties from the FCC because they have actually done that before. But they always have to operate within the law. Now, what if they don't care about the law and they operate outside the law?
You're talking about big money. They'll just squeeze you out. That's all they're going to do. You're just a little small guy right now. If you start talking about these issues, they're going to come squeeze you out. Ask Alex Jones or Radio Liberty about the squeezing play. They just buy the station next to you and squeeze you out. And, you know, I mean, that's and on the main line, they never talk about it.
Well, there's lots of ways that they can try to do that. You know, and I try to be careful in what I say, Jim, because first of all, I don't want to be crazy, number one. And number two is I want to be factual. Well, yeah. I mean, the definition of crazy is a subjective term. I get that. Jim, thanks. I appreciate it always. Corby writes me an email, says, good morning, Jeff. I mean no disrespect to you, and please forgive me for asking. But you talk about suing, and I'm curious as to what court are you talking about taking the case to? Appears to me that they're all being presided over by Satan, or the left-wing communists from the lowest to the highest court. The corruption has been shown to us over and over. We wouldn't be in this situation if the courts were not as corrupt as they are. Well, not all courts are corrupt. I mean, they're just not. There are still judges at every level. Whether it's at the county level, the state level, or the federal level, that have judges who are people of honor, who are not corrupt, who actually believe, and this is going to be, again, part of the legacy, I think, of Donald Trump, is the numbers of judges that he put on the bench that are, first of all, they're young. Number two is they are people who are absolutely committed to the Constitution as it was written, in originalist view. That is our best opportunity. Now, when it comes to suing over the county or the state of Oregon, OHA, blatantly violating the law, as the Oregonian headline. Now, they don't say that they're violating the law anywhere in this story. They're trying to be nice to Kate.
But they say, Oregon, here's the headline, Oregon blocks public access to vaccine equity groups meeting. That's illegal. You can't do that. Now what Glenn was talking was about another way that they do it, and this is what the legislature does, is at the end of a legislative session, the legislature goes from a 1 hour notification of a meeting. It starts out at like a 2 day notification that a meeting is going to take place, and then they go to 1 hour. And then they meet in secret and cut deals, and it's too late, and they throw stuff into they hold a tap in, tap out hearing, and nobody has a chance to even attempt it. I've seen it, folks, and it's illegal as heck. And nobody ever gets held accountable. That's why I'm saying, Corby, that we have to sue. Now, even if we know it's going to go to a court and the court's going to say, nah, your lawsuit has no merit, we stood up and we did something to fight it every way that we can, because not doing so is very dangerous. This is why Trump has to stand up. Trump has to make the case in court, in the Senate trial, that there is all kinds of evidence. Let's just take Pennsylvania. 112,516 mail-in ballots have more than one return date stamped on it. What? Yeah. How can that be legal? 65,026 ballots were received after November 3rd, which is a violation of the law. Now, the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania said that's okay. It violates federal law in a federal election. The U.S. Supreme Court has to consider that. There were 15,517 ballots received after November 6th. That was the cutoff date that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court said was okay. They still accepted another 15,517. I mean, there's a lot more evidence, folks. In fact, if you go to this story, and I'll put it on the show plan from the No Q report. Actually, it's the 100% fed up story of Newsmax committing suicide and Bob Sellers getting so upset that his co-host, Heather, wouldn't continue the interview. And Bob Sellers, and I've lost all respect for him, literally just gets up and walks off the set. And again, it'll be interesting to see how they try to patch up that relationship between the two co-hosts today. I'll be looking for, but I'm telling you folks, I'm going to, and I think you should join me in emailing Newsmax today. And just, you have to tell them how disgusted you are about this. Now, why are they doing it? Well, I'll tell you on the other side of this break. Another hour to go, folks. More of your phone calls and emails when we come back at 6:59.